Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Feedback and Insights, Shir number 139. We started talking about the various forms of intimacy in last year and how spiritual intimacy, which a big part of it is working on one's own midos, is a real ikker. It's one of the main points that when one works on themselves that way, it spreads out and causes healing and beauty to the emotional and intellectual and physical intimacies as well. Physical intimacy is limited. Emotional, intellectual, and spiritual intimacies is limitless and very often unexplored. People are resigned to the fact, oh, I know my spouse already. And it's just so clear from all the materials I read and experiences from therapists, it's extremely clear that people could be married 40 plus years and more and think they know their wife or husband like a book and they barely know anything about them. The soul is endless and there is constant things to be explored. So when you want to develop the emotional and intellectual and spiritual intimacies, it's a limitless, unexplored territory, and it could go as deep and as wonderful as you both choose to make it. It is extremely deep. And the idea is you work steadily with all these four areas of intimacy. The problem is in married life, if you develop only one type, you neglect the other. That's an imbalance that creates a distortion. So for example, and Matthew Kelly brings this down it's a very true observation. You have a young woman, very beautiful, learns quickly that people pay more attention to her than to others, and are more willing to be of assistance, more wanting to please her, and more, in many cases, give her whatever she wants simply because she's very beautiful. Frankly, not just with men, but women also seem to idolize women that are very beautiful. So at the time, the young woman thinks this is great, this is beautiful. Her friends even are craving that attention that she's getting. But in time, it begins to stunt her growth in other areas. Why? Because she begins to overvalue her physical appearance. She becomes preoccupied with it and begins to view reality in relation to her physical beauty. And as a result, she neglects all other aspects of her personal development, and that creates a distortion in her character. This could happen to a young man, same idea. The point is, though, it needs to be nurtured equally. A beautiful woman, physically, needs to work on her other parts of her character very strongly. Person who's not beautiful, same thing. Needs to work on their physical appearance, not neglect it, but at the same time, work on those other elements of intimacy. You have young couples that may hyper-focus on the physical intimacy for a while, but they don't work on the emotional or the intellectual or the spiritual. And there are others that just have the spiritual. They can consider themselves religious, and they pursue their quote-unquote frumkeit, neglecting their wives or their husbands in physical ways and in emotional ways and intellectual ways. Again, it's a distortion of character. That's why it's so important we had shiurim not to be frum, quote-unquote, on your wife's cheshbon, and a wife not to be frum, quote-unquote, on her husband's cheshbon of being deeply spiritual where the physical relationship is very trivial to them. Can't be that way. It has to be a healthy balance. And very often, we said this a lot, in the beginning stages of many marriages, the physical intimacy is hyper-focused and the others are somewhat neglected. But later in marriage, even within 3-4 years of marriage, the physical intimacy gets neglected. And others, the emotional could sometimes be there, sometimes not be there, But the key is, and this is something that both men and women need to understand, if you just have the emotional without the physical, it creates a distortion. And ultimately, the emotional will be hurt by it, by the fact that you lack that physical. But again, on the other hand, you overvalue physical intimacy and you're too preoccupied with it, then you're judging and you're valuing your relationship only based on the physical intimacy and on the sex, and you neglect nurturing the emotional connection, the intellectual. Intellectual is very important, your thoughts and your ideas and the spiritual connection, and this will cause a neglect. Therefore, it's so, so important. Every couple knows their own, what they need to work on. All four intimacies are needed to be worked on. It is so, so important. The physical, the sex, can't be underestimated. It's extremely important in married life. But with a healthy balance, together with the emotional intimacy, the intellectual intimacy, and the spiritual intimacy. And again, the men sometimes focus a lot on the physical, stereotypically, the women more on the emotional. Both of them really need to focus on the other two, which don't come as natural for some people, which is the intellectual, sharing ideas, sharing concepts, sharing insights, and the spiritual, which means working on their own midos individually, and then when they react towards each other, the midos taivos, the patience, the love, the care, the respect. That's the spiritual development, and the davening together, if you choose to do so, or the learning together, if it's helpful and beneficial to do so, and so on and so forth. Part of intimacy, which is so, so important, is to feel comfortable with yourself. Very often, people are very insecure, and they lack in they don't feel comfortable being intimate with their husbands and wives because of their own insecurity. And this is a very sad thing in our culture. It's seeped into our own culture, but in the culture outside, it is a very cruel way, the way the culture sends young men and young women distorted messages of how they're supposed to look and how they're supposed to act and how they're supposed to live, especially on women. Because the way it's conveyed in movies, in magazines, television, it's extremely damaging to a young woman's psyche, to her sense of self. I'm talking not just in a Ruchni Yistika aspect, but even in Olam Hazeh. It's not healthy, even if you are not Jewish, secular, whatever it is, but this hyper-focus, the way the culture hyper-focuses on what the magazines show in television and movies, creates a tremendous damage to young girls and young women. And how do you learn to be comfortable with yourself? You're comparing yourself always to others and feeling inferior to others. And one of the ideas is, and then it seeps into our culture, people compare themselves. They're not as good looking, they're not as talented, they're not as whatever. And the first key is to enjoy your own company. Before you learn to be with someone else, you need to learn to be alone and be comfortable with yourself. If you're always afraid to be alone, even if you're an introvert, and certainly if you're an extrovert, never be afraid to be alone. If you're not comfortable being alone, you're not comfortable in your own skin, and you're not comfortable in your own company, you will end up usually hanging around with the wrong people because you're scared to be alone. And you don't enjoy your own company, and you'll end up maybe hooking up with the wrong person. And that is really extremely important. You know, in the secular culture, girls, when they heard Matthew Kelly speaking about this concept, they, you know, he used to tell them that once you learn to enjoy your own company and you're comfortable with yourself, you'll realize that most of the dates you have with the boys is not worth having. It's better to just have a hot bath, read a good book, than date. Except unless it's a man that's truly worth it and you heard good things about and so on and so forth. But the idea being also, men also have this issue. They need to learn to be comfortable with themselves. That's the first step of intimacy with others, is intimacy with oneself. To be comfortable with yourself, That is why the Shiurim on self-confidence on Fridays is extremely important for life, but also for Shalom Bayis. It's extremely key and important for Shalom Bayis. Being comfortable with yourself is the beginning of this intimacy with yourself. Things hold us back from becoming the best version of we are to be because we're afraid to step out of the crowd, of the masses. We're afraid to be ourselves. And we end up in, we're scared, and we don't make healthy decisions when we're interacting with people. We all have faults, we all have failings, we all have flaws. But the defects that we hate is a great part of our humanity. It's the way the defects become the greatest merits. Your strengths, your weaknesses become your great strengths. The greatest light comes from that darkness. It's the broken places where this line, the ray of light shines forth to heal you. That is the essence of the idea. It's not power, it's not wealth, it's not even talent. Every human being is special and unique, and they need to see and value themselves. And when they value themselves in a healthy way, not an egotistical way, don't try to hide your weaknesses. It takes a lot of energy to try to hide your faults all the time. You humbly acknowledge that you have weaknesses, that you are a lev nishbar, and you do it in a healthy way. That brings healing, that brings openness, that brings a healthy vulnerability. We learn the most about ourselves when we have those quiet moments and think things through and work on it. Most people are not comfortable with themselves. People are extremely shy. People are extremely self-conscious. People sometimes distance themselves by showing an anger or whatever it is. And what's very, very important is to understand yourself and be the best version of yourself. When you become the best version of yourself, you end up becoming the best husband, the best wife that you can be. Very often in marriages, if it's not going that well now and you don't know what to do and you're not sure where to go, and of course you try to seek help, there's no question about it, but the first nekuda you do is I'm going to be the best person I can be. I'm going to work on my midas. I'm going to work on myself. I could work on myself and be more menschlich and more kind and more generous. The more beautiful you will be a much better wife and husband when you become a better person yourself. And when you work on your midos, you all of a sudden start treating your husband and your wife with more consideration, kindness, and respect. You transform yourself, and ultimately you will transform your marriage. So that is a very important thing. And the idea, again, this one-dimensional view of intimacy as sex is not going to sustain a marriage. And we talk a lot about it. And very sometimes I get these, WhatsApp notices and emails. You know, some people like the fact that I talk about the physical aspects a lot. Some people are not comfortable with it, frankly. And why you talk about it so much, others say, because you talk about it, it's something that needs to be heard, needs to be said. But whatever the case may be, the bottom line is though, yes, I talk about the sexual aspects a lot in the shiurim, in the panimi shiurim, in all shiurim, the physical intimacy is very much emphasized. But with all that said, we will say very clearly that one-dimensional view of intimacy as sex will not sustain and keep a marriage. You need those other intimacies to experience a marriage, a relationship that spans for years and decades. It's about revealing of yourself. It's about sharing of yourself. It's about bringing the best out in yourselves. And the idea is not that you become a new person. You think now, how is your marriage going to transform? And you and your wife, I'm telling you, people who worked on themselves, they look at themselves 5 years later, they don't recognize themselves or their husbands or their wives. They're like a different person. But in reality, they're not a different person. They're looking at themselves and each other in a different light or from a new perspective, from the real soul shining forth. They are seeing it, they are experiencing it. And that is what true intimacy is. Bracha and Hatzlacha.